Next Monday is the feast of the Assumption of Mary into heaven. Now, for those of us born before Vatican II, we'd immediately say to ourselves, we've got to get to Mass on Monday. But for many here, I suspect, millennials they call them, they wouldn't have a clue what the Assumption was. Why? Because frankly, the Assumption took a turn for the worse in 1991. The American bishops decided whether people should go to church on the Mary feasts. January 1, Mary Mother of God. Assumption, August 15th, and December 8th. And they debated it and took a firm but innocuous decision. To decide the feast would be held, but on a Monday or a Saturday, you don't have to go to church. There is no Google Calendar in the world that can sustain that kind of decision. It is or is not. Well, it's both. You don't have to go to church, but there will be the Assumption. Pre-Vatican II, take a deep breath, and millennials, listen up. I want to talk about the Assumption. But not the Assumption in the sense of August 15th, but rather I want to talk about the assumptions of the Catholic life in light of tonight's readings. Because, you see, the Assumption means that Mary goes into heaven. But the Gospel and the readings today speak about what it's like to live on earth. And if the Assumption is a very Catholic feast, I want to talk about three things that are the assumptions of Catholic life. Number one, Catholics believe that we are in this faith life together. That second reading talks about the cloud of witnesses. What is that? That's the communion of saints. And who are they but we, and we are they, and they are us. That means from 2,000 years ago until Christ comes again at the end of time to bring time to an end, we belong together in a church that are the communion of saints. And that's what St. Paul calls us, the communion of saints. What a consoling understanding that is, that we are never alone, and we belong together, and together we belong to God. The Litany of Saints is sung every time we do a baptism. Why? That's the church's family album. That's the communion of saints. That's the cloud of witnesses. And we're not alone. At confirmation, we sing the Litany of Saints. Why? To renew baptism as a sacrament. To continue to live in the world not alone. Litany of the Saints at ordination rites. Why? Because one is ordained in the line of the litany of the communion of saints. Not by oneself. And when we are anointed with the sick, we name the communion of saints as the person dying with us will soon be numbered among them. We're in this together. That's the Catholic thing. Some years ago, I was flying back from a city in Iowa and found out the difference between non-stop and direct. Thank you. And that meant the Davenport Airport bookstore. And thought to myself, now that says it all. Time was People was the magazine that was famous. Then it became Us. And now the magazine is Self. Isn't that special? That's a direct opposite of Catholicism. We are people first. We're in this together. And our individual selves belong always to someone else and with someone else. No one is alone, says Stephen Sondheim. And that's what the Gospel says. We're in this together. That means I did it my way should not be the national anthem. And it's not all about me. It's always about us. Why? Because we're in this together. Number two, Catholicism is a principled religion. We take positions, and sometimes that causes division, like the division in today's gospel. Footnote, that could be my family. Where two or three are gathered together, there were four opinions. And when I was dean, I paid people to have four opinions. But that's not what the gospel says. It's about realizing that the demands the church makes upon us will cause division because they are principled. If the word of God is a two-edged sword and not a butter knife, it's going to cut something. And the Catholic Church takes positions with pride, especially when they're countercultural. Life issues. From birth to natural death. In the meantime, Pope John Paul II focused on the death penalty. Why? Because why should we take a life for a life? Or as Gandhi said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If we lived that way, we'd all be blind and toothless. Death penalty. And discipleship. It's cost to be a disciple. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran pastor in prison in World War II, wrote the book, The Cost of Discipleship. He said, cheap grace is looking good. Going through the motions, religious rituals, that's looking good. That's cheap grace. Costly grace is amazing grace, which means washing feet and standing with the poor and standing for our positions. We are a principled religion. That is what Catholics are, and that's what Catholics do. When Pope Francis was elected, 2 days later, he had a press conference for the media in Rome, and I happened to be in that crowd that day, and explained why he took the name Francis. There was great speculation, of course. The Jesuits thought it was Francis Xavier, thank you. And he said, I chose Francis because when I was being elected, and I saw the numbers going, I was going to be elected, the cardinal next to me said, you'll be elected. And when you're elected, don't forget the poor. Don't forget the poor. Every day, Catholics pray the Magnificat. He's cast down the mighty from their thrones, lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry with good things, and the rich has sent away empty. Per Bailey once said, I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich is better. Whatever we have, don't forget the poor, because the poor will inherit the earth. And third, Catholicism believes that Mass and the liturgy matters a great deal. That phrase, holy day of obligation, Sunday obligation, what that really means is we need to do this together and to pray with sacred rites and sacred prayers and sacred ceremonies to meet God in our midst until we meet God face to face. And until then, this is as good as it gets. Baptism in water, to become a temple of the Holy Spirit so that God lives in us and we abide in God. God is as close to you and to me as our next breath. And that's the Holy Spirit in us. Strengthened at this altar. The baptism Christ had to undergo was dying and rising so we could no longer have to die again and rise with him. And that's what this is about. This is as good as it gets. And that's why we make sacrifices to do this. And that's why you come. Sacred rites. Sacred places. Until we meet God face to face. Several summers ago, I was in Positano on the Amalfi Coast. I know, it was tough. I was awakened on the night of August 14th at midnight with fireworks. I thought to myself, what is this about? So the next day, I asked the pensione owner, what was that about? And he said, well, we began the feast last night of Our Lady of Positano. I thought, what happened to the Assumption? But lots of seaside towns in the world take August 15th as their special day. Positano, Amalfi, the bishop goes out and blesses the boats. On Monday in Cape Cod, they'll bless the boats. And as a New Yorker in exile, on Monday, many Catholics I know will go to Rockaway to get in the water on the Assumption. The Assumption. Tonight the question for me is, what are the assumptions of Catholic life that give us vitality as Catholics and not just generic Christians 101? Three thoughts. We're in this together. We hold principles, and Mass and liturgy matters. Even if you and I don't find ourselves at church on Monday, not required, but the assumption matters, that Mary entered heaven, and that's where we want to go. And in the meantime, we have precious assumptions of the Catholic life.